Chicago Tribune delivers the stories that make the city, with more journalists at work than any other local news source. Become a member today at chicagotribune.com.
All right, let us do that. Okay, now, there's a lot of Republican strategists out there and former heads of the Republican National Committee. We talk to them all the time. And we have not really been talking so much about the Democratic side of the presidential race, because I think it's been a very widely held assumption that this is Hillary Clinton's and it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, and even the interest in the debates was a lot lower because of that. Yeah. It just felt like she was sort of she was the one in the race, and the other two were just kind of there for the conversation.
Right, and since Trump isn't in the Democratic side, people aren't paying any attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
But now, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, comes Bernie Sanders. Trump had some things to say about that, too, but it's disgusting that Hillary can't beat him. If she can't beat him, how's she going to be able to beat me, sort of. Thing like that. Now, Ben LeBolt. Now, you might remember Ben. He was with the Obama reelection campaign. He was also with Rahm Emanuel's first campaign to be mayor here of Chicago. He's mm-hmm. been a communications expert. He's had the big press pass, that big pass around his neck at the White House. That's the thing. Now you see it now, whether it's House of Cards or Veep, you see thing. Everybody's wearing that deal now.
It looks very cool.
Yeah, it is. It's cool to have it, isn't it, Ben?
Hopefully I didn't behave like Jonah when I was
It's hard to do.
Yeah, I got to say, that's a reference to Veep. If you have not seen, if you like politics or you find politics to be entertaining, you will love Veep. It may be the greatest show ever. Do you don't do the W White House thing with your fingers where you make the W sign? I'm in the White House. You don't do that.
Just when I'm revisiting a good memory.
Yeah. Oh. All right. So Ben, let's talk about it. How is it possible that Hillary Clinton, former first lady, very well heeled in terms of political dough, they've done very, very, very well in terms of fundraising. How does she, as a former Secretary of State, been a public servant in one capacity or another for a very long time? How is it possible, and it seems like this would have been her year, how is it that this guy no one has ever heard of from Vermont, how does he find his way into being within striking distance in both Iowa and New Hampshire?
Well, voters in a primary never like to see a candidate anointed. And remember who the primary and caucus voters are. They're highly informed partisans. So these are the folks in Iowa who are willing to turn out at 5 p.m. on a cold winter night to go publicly support a candidate. And they don't look like general election voters. So this is your MSNBC audience for Democratic voters. And Sanders' message has resonated. And also, when you look at a state like New Hampshire, Vermont TV, they get Vermont TV in New Hampshire. So they've known Bernie Sanders for a long time. Well, Sanders started up, went down, and now he's up again. But these things are very hard to predict. And what you're seeing Secretary Clinton do now is saying, I don't mind his message, and I agree with pieces of it, but he never got anything done in Congress. He never got any of this done. And I've shown through my experience that when we talk about fighting back against the hollowing out of the middle class, that I've got a record that shows I'm capable of achieving results.
I'm going to ask you a very pointed question here, but you're in the private sector now, so I'm going to let you wrestle with this. If you were advising Hillary Clinton right now, would you want more or less of Bill Clinton on the campaign trail?
I think he remains incredibly popular among Democratic voters, and the truth is he remains incredibly popular among independents. They remember the economic times they were living in under his presidency, and I find it a bit bizarre that Donald Trump and others are trying to go back into the Lewinsky scandal. I mean, remember what happened when Republicans went after Clinton on that?
Yeah, glass houses.
He defeated them soundly. His approval ratings were at a higher level than ever. Voters were also sympathetic towards his wife.
Yeah, I mean, there's some of that. But I think also what happened there was actual internal within the Beltway sort of mutual assassinations. It turned into a hot war mm-hmm. politically because especially if you're going to start throwing that,
Like at who's, Trump. They were throwing it at Trump first.
Well,
right?
No, but I mean, I'm going back to Clinton here in the 90s. You know, you're going to start throwing who you're sleeping with. Or did you, and, even though,
right,
and that's
right,
and
right,
still,
right.
It doesn't settle, it did not settle well with me because this was an intern, right? So that had a whole other piece that I didn't like. But then the next thing you know, you're rolling through two speakers of the House. You're rolling through, I mean, you know, it's like mutually assured destruction on both sides. And
yeah, there was a bunch of hypocrisy floating around.
Right,
sure, right.
And I think that remains there on Donald Trump's side.
Well, see, that's the thing is that you start to wonder, and this is the other piece. You know, there's got to be some stuff, and I have no idea what Donald Trump's personal life is like, but I could just guess. He's a billionaire. He's been married a couple of times. They were all, you know, the Marlowe Maples thing and all that.
He's a product of wealth, that he had a lot of opportunity to be at the clubs. He talks about Studio 54 days and a lot of the nonsense going on there.
Are people, is it your suspicion? Okay, I'll ask you directly, but then you can spread it out to, well, we don't know for sure, but I mean,
you're not under oath, Ben.
Are people keeping their powder dry on Donald Trump? Because, or are they just afraid that no matter what they throw at him, his poll numbers are going to go up?
You know, I don't think they're keeping their powder dry. I think there is a big question mark as to whether Donald Trump or Ted Cruz is going to come out on top of this primary. I think there's consensus brewing that an establishment candidate like Jeb Bush or even Marco Rubio are probably not going to make it out, because when you poll Republican voters, they want somebody who stands their ground, not somebody who's saying they're going to work with the other side. And I think you're seeing people start to wake up and make clear that, you know, a lot of Trump's comments have been sexist, and, you know, some of his comments seem downright un-American. In terms of his interpretation of our policy.
Hey, wait a second. You had the response. Yeah, you had the response of the Republican Party last night to the State of the Union address, essentially said. That's what Nikki Haley essentially said. Hey, this is an American. That's what the president said, and that's what Nikki Haley said.
She was surprisingly very reasonable.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, isn't it interesting, though, and I know we got to run here, Ben, but isn't it interesting how it was one of those rare moments in the media era of American politics in which you had the Republicans and Democrats both responding to a political front runner in a negative way, in official capacity, right before, you know, the start of a presidential election year. I mean, it's startling, actually.
It really was a surprise, but I think that shows you the extent to which the Republican Party is really fighting for its soul here in the primary. They're not just looking for a nominee. They're really kind of looking for the direction of the party over the next 8 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ben, thanks very much, man. Appreciate it. Hope to talk to you a lot during
thanks
this next year.
Me.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks. All right.
Thanks for jumping on with us.
Ben LeBolt. He's got the Insight Agency now here in Chicago. Pretty great stuff.
He's probably seen a lot that he can't necessarily talk about.
I would say,
being close to such powerful people for a living.
Mayor
and in the White House.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to, you know, once we get, you know, I was, even though we're sometimes on the opposite sides of these things, Ben has always been a really stand-up guy about all this. And no wonder he should write a book. That's all I'm going to say. Mm-hmm.